Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Boulder Nutrition Radio, everyone. I'm so glad to be back with you this month, and I'm super excited to introduce to you this month's special guest. But for now, just know, listening to Boulder Nutrition Radio, we have a great show for you in store, and I just want to take a quick moment to shout out Jay, our producer, for holding the space for us and taking good care of all the technology behind the scenes so that we can have this incredible conversation. This month, I am welcoming to the show Harriet Jackson, and we have been looking forward to this for a while now. Harriet is the creator of Priestess Numerology and the iconic launch codes. She is the power behind the powerful, a self-made millionaire, a whip-smart energy strategist on a mission to inspire liberation in souls across the globe. Known as the priestess to the top 1% of industry leaders and trailblazers, Harriet rewrote the numerology rulebook, crafting a revolutionary modality that blends ancient wisdom with actionable business strategy. As an 18-year entrepreneur, Harriet's expertise spans energy mastery, conscious communication, sales strategy, and wealth energetics. And her groundbreaking AI tools bring her modality to life, helping entrepreneurs unlock success with precision and ease. Harriet is the guide who pushes you to the edges of an existential breakthrough and brings you back reborn in full power. Wow. Welcome to the show, Harriet. What an incredible bio you have.
Thanks.
I'm so excited
Thank
to chat with you.
Thank you so much. You're so excited to be here. Thank you, Sue.
Oh, you're so welcome. So there's so much I want to get into today, and I know we have a lot to cover and a lot of different layers to our conversation to come, but I would love to just get an idea about how you came to this work. You have really made a mark in the numerology world and in the business world and helping so many people really align with their higher selves through their numbers, and it is such an incredible experience just watching you do that through all the different social media that you show up in and all the different things that I've listened to you talk about over the past many months. And I would just love to know more about how this work came to be, such an incredible modality.
Thank you so much. So to give you a little bit of backstory, I started my first business when I was 18 years old and very quickly sort of built up my business empire. But by my early to mid-20s, around the age of 23, I was really, really struggling with the weight of it all. And I was also in you know how women are in our early 20s, in relationships with bad boys, people that aren't good for us. And long story short, I found myself in a really sort of manic, depressive place. I ended up taking some time off from the business. I was in voluntary therapy for attempted suicide, severe depression. And when I came back to my businesses, which I'd left in the hands of who I thought were friends, they had basically run off with the company and left me in £200,000 worth of debt overnight. And it was a real come to Jesus moment of, oh my goodness, I have worked so hard, I have hustled so much for years and years and years to now be faced with potentially losing it all. There has to be another way to build business. And my parents are entrepreneurs, so I think I'd learned the hustle mentality from them. You know, it's very much a learned behavior, a conditioning. And so, as luck would have it, I found myself on a Kundalini yoga mat, of all places, rather quite embarrassed. Kundalini yoga is not for the faint-hearted. If you've ever tried it, it's not the priestly
so
yoga.
Not, it's so intense.
it's really intense. Yeah, exactly. And my Kundalini yoga teacher turned out to be a tantric numerologist as well, which is just one of the types of numerology. And people who do Kundalini probably know about the 10 energy bodies, and they probably do a little bit of tantric numerology. But I was so intrigued by it. And this guy just had this whole perspective on our relationship with life and energy and love and receiving money and abundance. And it switched me from having this very hostile, cynical, down-to-earth, 3D mentality to opening my mind up to this whole different world. So that's when I disappeared down the rabbit hole into what he was teaching, which was tantric numerology, a form of numerology. And then I ended up studying Pythagorean and Chaldean and all these different types of numerology, along with astrology and then gene keys and human design, and just immersed myself in this world, kind of came through the other side of it 3 years later, at that point a self-made millionaire, going, well, this is really cool, and I love all of this magical spiritual stuff, but something is still missing for me. Astrology is great, and numerology, like the mainstream stuff, is great. Even human design and gene keys, I trained in it all, and you know, anyone else who's into that kind of stuff, I'm sure has an experience of, wow, yes, that's me. And we all love to be told about ourselves, like, yes, tell me who I am, tell me what my star sign means, tell me what my rising sign means, all those kind of things. But I was getting really frustrated that it was all very like, this is who you are, not this is who you could be. And so, long story short, I ended up developing my own modality, priestess numerology, which cultivates a 10-digit chart. And then from that chart, we put a series of different codes together, and we essentially extract a business plan from your soul that is the most aligned, most effortless way for you to make money. And I'm in love with it. I'm obsessed. My clients have been using it now for several years. I've been using it. It works, and the proof is in the pudding. We've also backed it up with science. I'm a bit of a geek, so we do a bit of quantum physics in there as well, which is really cool. And yeah, I mean, it's changed my life. It's changed so many clients' lives, and even now, you know, I'm still quite a cynical, down to earth. I'm born in the north of England, so we are, you know, salt of the earth type. Still a little cynical sometimes. I'm like, I have to prove this with fact. You know, we can't all just float away with the spiritual stuff. So I do keep it really grounded in strategy. But, yeah, I mean, it's changed my life. It's changed so many other lives, and I love the work that I do so much now.
I love that you were able to find this at a time in your life that you needed it to really, like, have, it sounds like, really deep healing that came out of your first sort of experiences with numerology. And I'm wondering if you can tell us any sort of story that would be a specific example of something that came through for you because of your priestess numerology work and study and integration into your own life.
Yeah, for sure. So I remember when I first started my numerology training, I was sat in this tiny little cottage in Glastonbury in the heartlands of England. Those of you who are more spiritual might have heard of Glastonbury. It's like one of the spiritual hotspots of England.
Really?
And yeah. I remember sitting in this little cottage with all of these other people who were studying numerology, and my teacher sat me down, and he looked at me and he said, right, this is your chart. You are a soul 8, karma 4, destiny 8, gift 7, path 11. And I'm like, right, okay, yeah, cool. What does that mean? Totally oblivious at this point. And he said, well, the path 11 means that you're a born spiritual leader. And my jaw just dropped, and I was like, are you crazy? No, there's nothing remotely spiritual about me. I could never possibly be a spiritual leader. Like, that's insane. Absolutely not. And he just sort of gave me this little smile that told me, like, he knew, but clearly I just needed time to come to that awareness myself. And then he went on to say, and your gift 7 means that you are the type of person that when you step into a room or step onto a stage or when someone hands you a microphone, you just light up these spaces, and your confidence and your presence is so exuberant, and you light people up, and it comes with all of this confidence. And again, I looked at him and I was like, are you crazy? If I told you stories about my childhood, I was the shyest, most timid little girl. I was bullied all the way through school. There was nothing remotely confident about me then, and there isn't really now, other than the fact that I'm just not being bullied because I'm finally out of school. And again, he gave me this little smile, and it was so infuriating. I was like, what is this man even telling me? And then he started talking to me about my soulmate and my destiny, and he said, you have a way with money, you have a way with energy and abundance, you're a conduit for it. there will be some challenges in your life. Like, you are destined to be this really abundant, wealthy person in every sense of the word, by the way, not just money, in health and in presence and in connections and in all of these ways. He said, but because of your soulmate, you're going to have a bit of a journey, like learning to see yourself that way. And I was a bit like, well, given that my business experience to this point has been making a lot of money and then losing it overnight to, you know, those people who ran off with staff members / friends who ran off with my business, I was like, I'm not really buying this either. But I stuck with it, stuck with the chart reading, really learned more about the numbers, learned more from him, learned more from the other students that were also learning from him. And over time, it all began to become true. And so I started my priestess training, where I trained to become a priestess. And in 2017, I believe, I initiated as a priestess and then stayed in the closet, by the way, for a whole year. Refused to tell anyone because I was like, oh, my God, I'm a path 11. I am that spiritual leader. I'm a priestess. I can't tell people because that's crazy. I did eventually really embrace it, and I've been teaching spirituality and maintaining my role and my service as a priestess now for years, which I love. And the gift 7 in me did eventually come online. I would never have dreamed of doing radio shows like this years ago. Wouldn't have done podcasts, never would have stood on stages, never would have put my face on camera. And now I love it, and people tell me they really enjoy my, you know, my talks and my interviews and my stage talks and things. And lo and behold, by age 30, I became a millionaire, and by 32, I became a multimillionaire. And I now live in the Caribbean and really am truly the healthiest, happiest, wealthiest I've ever been. So I do message him from time to time, and I'm like, hey, you know what? Turns out you were right. And it all came true, the prophecy. And obviously, the more I've learned about numerology and the intricacies of the number, because it's such a deep modality, I think a lot of people miss this. Because I think the mainstream narrative around it is, oh, I'm a path 4 or whatever, and that's it. But especially with priestess numerology, which I've developed, there's 10 numbers, and they go into such deep intricacies. So as I've continued my studies and then channeled my own modality and really deepened my research and development into it, I've been able to guide myself through this process with even more precision. And honestly, hand on heart, Sue, the numbers do not lie. When you understand how to interpret them, it will literally tell you everything about yourself, about your alignment, about your potential, about how you get there, your health, your relationships, your money. It's so cool. But I was the biggest cynic in the world, 100%. So when people come to me and they're like, yeah, I'm really not sure, and I'm like, that's okay, because I was that person too, and look at me now. It's so cool.
That is so incredible. I just want to say, like, I just got body chills when you said that, first of all, because, I mean, numerology has been, like, something I've known about for a long time, and I'm somebody who does a lot of things like that, you know, like, I actually did a priestess training over 20 years ago when my kids were super little, and it was life-changing. And I love my tarot cards. I've been carrying them around since I was in my early 20s, the same Crowley deck that I've been using regularly. Astrology, I love to get astrology readings. I love to talk to my psychic. I have never experienced the amount of intrigue and the amount of depth as how you talk about numerology. It is so much more than I knew. And when I first started learning about your work, you know, I was sort of like curious because I heard you on a podcast with our friend Andrea Crowder, and I was so curious that I started following you and listening to a lot of the different things that you would share on your social media outlets. And I think I downloaded a few of your free offerings and the launch codes and all those sorts of things. Anyways, it has been a really big awakening for me to understand the depth of these numbers. And when I was first working through one of your free, I think it's one of your free offers where you learn your numbers and you learn what they mean. I need to go back now and review them after this conversation. But it was just so interesting to see how many different layers we're talking about here in priestess numerology. Yeah. And I think that those 10 numbers. So can you give us a little, like, overview of how that works and you know, what we can look for within the numbers, or like what are the 10 numbers and how do they apply?
Okay, absolutely. So if we think of the date of birth, because numerology is different in the fact that it just uses the date. You don't need the time like we do with astrology. So it's just the date of birth, which is essentially 8 digits. And for me, that's not a marker of time. Those are map coordinates. Right? So we're looking at literally the 8 digits of the day, the month, the year of your birth, and these coordinates can be added up in various different combinations. And so from various different formulas, we have your soul number. Your soul number tells us about the relationship that you have with your own soul, the challenges of it, and the potential of it. So you know how we all have a different self-perception to how other people see us? That's explained in the soul number. So like, you know, people might see me as like this super confident person, blah, blah, blah. But years ago, I did not see myself like that. And we all have this distortion in our soul number. And learning to see ourselves through our highest potential rather than our own inner critic is a game changer for our own like self-respect, self-trust, our own self-confidence. Then we have the karma number. The karma number, I do not mean karma in the traditional sense where people say, oh, bad person does bad stuff, bad karma happens. It's not that. Karma is an intentional debt that we bring through into this lifetime, whereby we, it's as if we've looked on previous past lives before we incarnate into this one and go, okay, I didn't do that brilliantly. I could have done that better. I kind of messed that up. I'd love to have another shot at that, whatever it is. And that frequency, like the thing we really want to improve on for our own self-development, that comes through in the karma number. So that's what the karma number tells us. The destiny number is the embodiment of the frequency that we will ultimately step into in later life. So this one's got a bit of a timeline around it. Numerology and astrology have this in common, where around the age of 35 to 36 is a big pivot that happens in everybody's life. I think astrology, they refer to it as the nodal shift. In priestess numerology, we just talk about it as the fifth cycle shift. It's essentially when we've gone through 5 cycles of 7 years, we then start to experience a shift. That's when the destiny number really starts to come online. So this is when you often see it in women, like they really step into their own after their mid-30s. You know how we say the 40s is like the height of just self-confidence and where we really just don't care what people think about us anymore, and typically where we start seeing the peak of our careers and things like that. That's all connected to the destiny number. The gift number is our superpower. Everyone comes in with a superpower. And this is, no matter what is going on in life, this is our fallback. So this is our superhero cape. And this was my gift 7, where my teacher, Siva Roshan, he said, you know, you've got all of this confidence, you've got this glow up, and the 7 is also to do with patterns. And it's like you've got a real knack for patterns, systems, structures, modalities. I mean, that came true, right? I've literally created my own modality.
Totally.
And you've got this knack for confidence. You've also got this capacity to free yourself from the past, especially in regard to shame, blame, regret, remorse, revenge, guilt, pride. We call them the 7 sins of the 7. If you've got 7 anywhere in your chart, like those are big emotions. And he said, you know, you've got all of the gift around this. And initially, my response was, no, don't be ridiculous. But the gift number is so powerful that when someone explains it to you, it's typically activated within 24 hours. Like it comes on so fast. So that's your gift number. You just need to know. And it's like, boom, superpower activated. We're off. And then
cool.
The path number, so cool. The path number is the number that tells us about the dance that we do with life. So it's not a strength. It's not a challenge. It's just like you're going to be doing a dance with this throughout your whole life. And for the most part, it's an identity thing. So for me, that path 11 spiritual leader, it's like sometimes I really embrace it and I love it. And other times I'm like, no, I'm far too practical and down to earth for that. And then I go back into it, and then I come back out. Like, everyone has that dance with the path number. So that's the seen side of the chart. And then we have what I developed is the unseen side of the chart. So this is an additional 5 numbers that's part of my own creation and modality. So we have the people number, which is how other people perceive us and also how we perceive other people. So kind of similar to the soul number, those two work as a pair. Tells us a hell of a lot about our relationships. So interesting. Then we have the shadow number. The shadow number is the deepest, darkest part of ourselves. Typically, the aspects of our personality that we will shove away, that we will ignore, that we like try to keep hidden. But because of that, it's the most powerful aspect of ourselves. So I love helping my clients bring their shadow frequency online because it turns you into a badass. It's amazing. It's like real deep self-acceptance, self-appreciation, self-worth. It's phenomenal work. Then we have the hidden key, which is kind of like your gift number. It's a second superpower, but one that typically comes online after that shift around the age of 35, 36 and into your 40s. Then we have the blind spot number. This is your whoopsie daisies. So, you know, sometimes when you're changing lanes on the highway and you forget to check your mirror and you can get into a bit of a fender bender, the blind spot number is the energetic emotional equivalent of that. We've all got it. It's like that thing that we do oopsie daisy because we forget to check ourselves. The blind spot number tells us about that. The quicker we learn about it, the quicker we can avoid the energetic emotional fender benders. And then finally, we have the embodiment number, which is the cornerstone of the whole chart. So you learn to embody your embodiment number, and it makes the rest of the chart even stronger.
Incredible. Wow, this is such great information. And I know that, based on what I've experienced, that you have some ways that people can learn these numbers for themselves, and then you can learn mm-hmm. about how to create like a, I guess it was like an initial understanding of their numbers on your website. Can you tell us? And then people can go there and grab that download to learn more about their numbers.
Yes, absolutely. So it's called the Free Priestess Numerology Guide. It is completely free, and you just input your email address, download the guide. It gives you the full explanation of the 10 numbers and then a breakdown number by number by number. You can piece it all together for yourself. And if you just go to my website, askharriet.net, you'll be able to find it there, or follow me on Instagram, and you can grab it there as well.
Awesome. That is great. So we're going to take a short break, but I just want to remind people that you're also ask_Harriet on Instagram, and your Instagram is incredible. So if you're looking for some beautiful inspiration to fill up your feed with numerology that you can apply to your life starting today, go visit ask_Harriet on Instagram and check her out on her website for that free download. And we are going to be right back with Boulder Nutrition Radio after a quick break and more from Harriet Jackson. Thank you for listening.
Food is not just about food. If you need a remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Ray's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Ray's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
When you visit bouldernutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Ray's wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session or take one of her transforming classes or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit bouldernutrition.com and find your right program now. That's bouldernutrition.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Sue Van Ray's retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali. Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's retreats on her website, bouldernutrition.com. That's bouldernutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for staying with us. I'm Sue Van Rays, and we're continuing on Boulder Nutrition Radio today with Harriet Jackson, all about what your numbers mean about you. You can find out more about her at askharriet.co.uk or ask @Harriet_Harriet on Instagram. I am so excited to take this conversation a little bit deeper, a little bit fuller into this really beautiful part of your work, Harriet, that is all about really getting into alignment or integrity with your soul. And I know for me that's something that I'm always looking for in my life and always kind of finding different ways to touch in with myself regularly and to learn more about how to listen to that part of my being. Can you talk about what that truly means in your work and how someone can start to recognize either when they are in alignment or out of alignment and how their numbers can really help them find their way?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It's such a life hack, this one. So when we do like chart readings, and we can get this on the free guide as well, you'll see that some of the numbers in those 10 placements that I walked you through are specifically challenge numbers. So we're especially looking at the karma number, the shadow number, and the blind spot number. And when we have a challenge number, we have a list of what I call red flags, red flag behaviors for ourselves, right? So when you start to understand your numbers and you realize that there are specific emotions that come up, specific red flag behaviors that come up, you'll realize how those specific responses that you've had to situations or the thoughts that you've had or the emotional triggers that you've had in past scenarios have actually been detrimental for your own integrity, for your own alignment, for your own self-respect. Sometimes it costs us relationships, sometimes it costs us our health, sometimes it costs us money, and it's the typical human way of being, right? We don't realize how much we self-sabotage ourselves, especially not until we step into the self-development world with intentionality, and even then, it can be so difficult, even just sitting with a therapist, like, why do I do these things? Why do I sabotage myself? Why am I always having this emotional response? You know, people will spend years and years and years with a therapist trying to figure out what is it exactly? And the numbers are literally a cheat code. So say, for example, you're a blind spot 3. One of your blind spots, like one of your red flag behaviors, would be being really, really self-critical with yourself. Maybe pushing yourself too hard to the point of burnout. Blind spot 3s are known to burn themselves out, which wreaks all kinds of havoc on our health, on our relationships, on our money, on our self-concept. And because of that, the blind spot 3 can also get themselves into a really negative, like self-depreciating narrative. And they will often explain it away as, oh, well, you know, it's because I'm not good enough, and it's because I didn't work hard enough, even though they've probably worked so hard to the point that they burn themselves out. But then when they learn from numerology on the blind spot 3, one of the ways that we phrase it is this is just a filter of preconditioning, but it is not a prescription of how you have to be. And it's almost like someone turns the light on, takes the goggles off, and you go, oh, my goodness, every time I'm being self-critical, every time I've got this negative narrative looping in my head, every time I'm pushing myself to the brink of burnout, that's me not being in alignment, not being in integrity with my soul, and not honoring my blind spot. So with the blind spot number, we simply get to recognize our behaviors and go, okay, that's not me. That's just my blind spot. I get to move out of the blind spot. I get to turn the blinkers off. You know, I get to turn the light on. I get to see it. And it's like an instant stop. Like you instantly stop self-sabotaging. You can instantly stop the behavior because you recognize it's not actually you. And it's you operating out of alignment with what your soul really wants for yourself. You see? And Similarly with the karma number and the shadow number, like slightly different nuances, slightly different lenses, but say you're a karma 4, you might find yourself being overly judgmental, sometimes to yourself, but often to other people as well, and maybe having really emotionally charged responses to things. The karma 4 is kind of known to pendulum swing from one emotional extreme to the other emotional extreme. And so with that, again, it's like it's recognizing that, oh, this is part of my karma. So one of my soul-led intentions was to get better at this, was to get better at not pendulum swinging from one emotional extreme to the other, was to get better at not being so biased, was to get better at not being so judgmental. And so we can catch ourselves doing it and then say, well, I choose not to do this, and in not doing this, I'm actually paying off my karmic debt. And so there's a huge self-improvement, self-recognition, but also self-concept within yourself that makes you go, wow, like I'm really honoring my soul, I'm really stepping into alignment, and it's not guesswork. You know, you're not guessing which ones are red flags, which ones are, you know, preconditionings that you actively get to work on, and which are just, you know, those individual circumstances and responses that would never be repeated. Because we could drive ourselves mad without the guidance going, wait, was that, is this something that I'm supposed to work on, or was that just a one-off, or is this a pattern, or is this not a pattern? And so the numbers give us the map, the guidance, and say, these are specifically the things that you want to work on. These are the specific things you need to look for, and now you get to stop them in their tracks. And in doing so, you create more self-integrity, more honoring of your soul, more self-trust, more self-respect. Your self-concept increases, your confidence increases, your magnetism increases, your capacity for healthy relationships, healthy body, healthy money, all increases. You see how it works? And it's the specificity that makes it different. Like, these are the exact things that you need to watch for, and we're talking emotions, energetics, behaviors, thoughts, perspectives. Like, there's a whole list for each of the numbers and each of the placements. It makes it so easy.
Wow. So it really reminds me of, like, you know those times when you notice yourself having a certain thought pattern, and the thought pattern might be something that's bringing you down, like maybe you're self-critical or you're feeling inadequate or whatever the thing is. And then there's that moment, well, for some of us, where we can recognize that we are not our thoughts and that there's something separating us from the particular thought pattern, and that is obviously like our higher self or our soul. And for me, like, that really helps me so much when I start to get into, like, spinning thoughts or places where, you know, my mind is running amok. And yeah, what you're explaining here is that there's so many layers to the numbers that can basically offer us something similar, like an ability to see this is not who I am, this is not my truth, and that I can then shift my way of looking at some of these behaviors and some of these patterns, and instead of making them my identity, just see them as something that I'm working through but I'm not taking on.
Exactly. Yeah, and the other part of it is that the numbers then also provide an antidote, because with every number we have a duality spectrum. So whilst our challenge numbers will show us the like more negative end of the spectrum, like these are the things we need to watch for, also has a polarity at the other end of the spectrum, which provides the antidote thought, the antidote behavior, the antidote perspective, so that we can instantly shift and know exactly what to say, think, feel to shift out of it.
That's amazing. So, and this is all, a lot of this is in that free PDF where you can learn about your numbers and you can sort of get your first glance at how all this works for you. And once again, you can find all of that at on Harriet's website. And will you just give us your website and Instagram one more time before we take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
For sure. So it's askharriet.net, or you can go to .co.uk and it will redirect you. And the Instagram is ask_Harriet, H-A-R-R-I-E-T-T-E.
Awesome, thank you. All right, we'll be right back with more from Harriet Jackson on Boulder Nutrition Radio. Stay tuned.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Rae's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Rae is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Raes wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session or take one of her transforming classes or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit BoulderNutrition.com and find your right program now. That's BoulderNutrition.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi, and welcome back. We've been chatting with Harriet Jackson today on what our numbers mean about us. And we've got still some incredible time with her coming up, and I'm excited to just be here with you, Harriet. This is such an incredible conversation, so thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Always. All right. So we left off talking about aligning with our souls and how our numbers can really help us do that in these beautiful ways that feel like, I think it sounds like freeing, you know, feels really freeing to be able to come back to that deep integrity with the self. So what I'm curious about, and in your work, you touch on so many different layers of our lives. You talk about business, you talk about money, you talk about health, you talk about relationships. Can you just give us a little overview of some things that happen in those domains, whatever ones come to mind, when we are living in alignment with our soul? What happens?
Sure, 100%. I think what I see initially happens a lot when we really start learning our numbers and the integrity of our soul and self-honoring is that anything that wasn't for us and anything that wasn't aligned start to fall away. So typically the first things we see falling away are relationships, you know, where we've been holding on to relationships that aren't actually in integrity or honoring or, just, you know, are not aligned for us. Relationships typically are the first thing to fall away. Then what I will often see is a good health rebalance and repurge. In fact, I literally just went through this myself in January. You know, we were meant to do the show in January, weren't we? And I came down with the flu. I was so ill. But what I really recognize about those moments where, you know, we're super healthy for ages and then we just get hit with germs is often it's an energetic and emotional realignment and it's a purge. And the thing is about the numbers, I believe it's a lifelong journey. It's not like, oh, I'm in alignment now, boom, and that's it forever. There's so much depth in the numbers. There's always more scope for us to get more aligned, more in integrity, more expansive, more abundant, and I think that's definitely what I was going through in January. But I see it with all of my clients as well. You know, we'll start working on one aspect of the chart, or we'll be working on an area of business, but considering the chart, and then boom, you know, they're hit by a flu or a stomach upset or something where the body is really recalibrating itself to being in integrity with this new identity, this new way of operating, this new way of magnetizing. Often what I see in business as well is that women have to, I mean, I'm sure this is true of men as well, but I typically only work with women, is women are working less, enjoying more, having more pleasure-filled lives, and yet making more money. And it's not that the strategy's changed, it's that their magnetism has changed. Mm-hmm. So each of those numbers, the numbers 1 through 10, there's also an 11 as well, but that's its own little story. The numbers 1 through 10 all connect with the 10 energy bodies, which if you've ever done Kundalini yoga, you might be aware of it, but it's essentially this idea that we're energetic onions, right? We have 10 layers. Everyone's heard of the aura. So if you think about the aura as just one of the layers, that's technically your seventh energy body. There's actually 10 of them. So there's four energy layers inside. The fifth energy layer is our physical body. And then there's an additional 5 energy bodies externally, kind of like that aura. And so each of those numbers, the more we work on them and enhance them, the related energy body also gets stronger, which makes us more magnetic, which makes us more receptive, which makes us more of a conduit for energetic flow. And of course, we know that energetic flow, when it translates in 3D terms, literally translates into money. And so I see this all the time. Women will not change their business strategy. They'll change their emotions, their energetics, their self-concept, their self-identity, their alignment, integrity. And, you know, maybe some business aspects fall away because they're no longer aligned. And maybe they do some slight shifts with their launch codes or their offer codes. But, you know, this is the business side of work that I do. But the result then is more money. And then we'll see them manifesting more aligned relationships, more abundant relationships, more pleasurable relationships. And so the cycle continues. You know, when we're fully in alignment with our souls and constantly working on deepening that, it's a ripple effect in every area of life, but then also a cycle. You know, it never ends. It's a full journey of life where we just keep deepening into our own truth, getting healthier, wealthier, and happier the more we devote to that process.
It's so incredible. It's just like it unlocks this flow that is available. I love it. I love it so much. Okay, so I know that you and I spoke about this offline, and I'm really excited to bring this to our conversation because clearly we've been experiencing some crazy stuff in the world, and a lot of people have been feeling really uncertain and stressed, and there's just a lot of tumultuousness happening. And clearly our own personal numbers are going to be sharing and showing what we can do internally with our own practices and our own ways of being and our own lives to make our way around that, of course. So that's step one, I guess, is to, like, figure out what those are for us as individuals and then, you know, apply them where we can. Yeah. When you look at the year, when you look ahead with 2025, and I know you've spoken about this on Instagram and some other places in your work, and you apply the priestess numerology to the time of history right now and what's coming. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that and how that works. That is another.
Okay, so 2025 is a 9 year. And so when we look at numerology, one of the other sort of teachings of priestess numerology is the cycles. So we have cycles in, well, we have 1 year cycles, 7 year, 9 year, 11 year, and 18 year. But the 9 year cycle is quite a significant one, and we are in a 9 year, which means we are closing out a cycle. So the 9 year is all about completion. It's about mastery. It's about karmic reckoning. It's about endings and revelations. And what we're seeing, I believe, and I predicted this in the early part of January, it's on my Instagram if anyone wants to go read it, but I think how we're seeing this manifest in this particular year, because of the compounding of the last few cycles that we've been through as a humanitarian collective, is we're seeing a lot of these endings and this completion and this karmic reckoning manifesting through destruction and transformation, which is quite a 9 frequency. So one of the things that I predicted was big blow up in politics, and through politics, more things being revealed. And listen, I'm not American, so I'm not going to say anything on American politics. but from what I understand as a Brit and watching what's going on in America, there is certainly a lot of revelation happening, which is a big 9 theme, like things coming to the surface that have previously been hidden, things that are quite shocking. And I think when I was channeling my predictions with the numbers, like one big word that kept coming through was shocking, because anything that has been ongoing and hasn't had a completion is now being invited into a completion. So some of it will be, you know, and this is all on a collective level, this is not a personal level, although if you do have 9s in your chart, you might want to heed where those 9s appear. But mostly on a collective level, it might come into completion in a kind of calm, peaceful way. But honestly, if the last 2 months have been anything to go by, I think I'm going to go with my initial prediction of shocking. They will come to an end, but it's going to be quite shocking. And a part of the revelations that we're going to be seeing is also learning to look at the subtleties. I think this is where humanity is really going to thrive this year, if we just take our eye off the drama of the shockingness and instead focus on the subtleties that are coming through that are going to be for the betterment of humanity. That's the key for this year.
I love that. Thank you so much. Okay, so there's some hope in there that things will be coming through that will be in the subtleties, and I love that. It's easy to get stuck on the big, heavy stones that keep being placed in our path. Oh my gosh, it's so great to have you here, Harriet, and I absolutely like know that our listeners are going to love this conversation, and head over to your website at harriet.net for more information on priestess numerology and to find out their numbers. They can also, of course, find you on Instagram at @ask_Harriet, and I just want to spell your name, HARRIETTE, for those of you who are learning, want to learn more about her. And what a treat to learn about this incredible work that you do, and I can't wait to revisit my numbers later today.
Thank you so much, Sue. I really appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you, too, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Boulder Nutrition Radio. Stay tuned for a little special time.
Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Sue Van Reyes Retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali. Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's retreats on her website, bouldernutrition.com. That's bouldernutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Rey's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Rey's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Boulder Nutrition Radio. I'm Sue Van Rays, your host, and we're going to take this next little bit of time together to talk about taking a pause. So we had an incredible guest on today, Harriet Jackson, and I am so excited for you to have heard her conversation with me and to be able to implement some of the incredible strategies and priestess numerology that she shared. And I just really have found, like, kind of coming back to our heart space, coming back to listening to our higher selves and being in alignment with our soul as being just really forefront of my mind in 2025, and something that I really gained so much insight around recently when I just was on retreat leading my annual women's retreat in Costa Rica. Last week I returned from that magical experience of hosting 36 women internationally for such an incredible cause. And so with that in mind, I was wanting to share with you some reasons why and some things I saw happening by taking a pause. And I've been saying this for years, and I will say it again, pausing, whether it be pausing for a couple of hours in your day, pausing, taking a day to yourself, pausing, getting out of town for a night, or even on a bigger retreat such as one that I just led, the pause is super powerful. The pause is super healing because we need these
pauses in our lives to gain perspective so that we can start to evaluate what it is that we're doing and how what it is that we're doing and how we're moving forward in our lives to evaluate if it's feeling like it's in alignment with our higher self. So as we start to unfold deeper into some of the reasons why that is so essential, I wanted to take you through sort of a little body, mind, heart, and soul experience around pausing today, just to reiterate how essential it is for our entire being to take that potent pause, that sacred pause, to be able to touch base with what is it that we are up to and how is what we are up to, what we are doing, feeling from an internal perspective. So the first one I want to mention is rest. One of the things that our culture isn't so great at promoting is rest. Yet, rest is a requirement for our nervous systems to recalibrate, for our stress hormones to go down, to be metabolized, to settle, and to restore our energy. And it is something that I noticed on retreat this past month that so many of us don't know how to slow down. And as I watched women start to give themselves permission to rest, literally the tension in their faces softened. Their smiles got bigger. They felt lighter. It was like they had to take off this obligation of constantly moving, constantly doing, constantly being of service or of, you know, task-oriented to-dos to recalibrate into this potential of slowing down, watching our bodies unwind, watching our nervous systems unwind, and seeing how that deep level of rest is an incredible way to both restore our own being, but also to fill up our cup so we have the ability to give back. And that we have the ability to show up for those people in our lives that need us. But when we are constantly running on burnout, we start to feel resentful, we start to have health issues, we start to have less quality of sleep, and we are not able to heal our bodies on a daily basis to the level that we need. So your body physically needs rest. Your body physically needs time to restore. And any place that you can find in your life for that, whether it be a nap, whether it be a break, whether it be time off, whether it be a vacation, whatever it is that you need, staycations are also incredibly therapeutic. Give yourself that space. As far as our minds, we are often found bustling through our thoughts, racing through one thought to the next without really giving much space in between, without really being able to clear our minds. One thing I noticed for me is like my daily morning walks, moving my body, giving myself some quiet space, giving myself a pause to like let my thoughts just settle a little bit, let them slow down, let what I need to be listening to come through the noise, right? So the noise gets the volume turned down and the important information that we need to access, the messages from our higher self, the important pieces of inspiration and the inner knowing are able to come through when our minds start to quiet. Our overthinking thrives in that fast thought monkey mind, whereas our wisdom rises from more stillness. So our pausing, our resting, our taking a break helps us to move from mental noise to much more intuitive knowing. And this is incredible. This is, you know, why so many people meditate every morning, why so many of us are doing embodiment practices to soften the thoughts and give ourselves a little bit more space to listen deeper. As for your heart, for your emotions, when you are able to give yourself just that extra little bit of space, you can honor your feelings, what you're experiencing moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, from a sensation basis so that you can alchemize whatever emotions are arising into deep relationship with yourself, into meaningful relationship with yourself. And not only that, when we start to move into the heart space, move into the congruence within the heart space, we are able to get out of survival mode and into a more receptive mode. The mode that allows us to receive love, receive joy, receive alignment, receive inner knowing. And so as we start to deepen into the physical sensations under the emotions and give ourselves the space to feel them, there is a beauty in what comes with that. And then lastly, Harriet spoke so well to this in our conversation about numerology, but I want to just touch on when we pause, when we start to create the space, we can start listening to the voice of our soul. That is the pause where this transformation takes root, so that we are listening in the silence so we can hear our soul's voice the loudest. And this is probably the cherry on top to all of what we've been talking about today. So my reminder for you to take the pause, to take the break, to take the reset, to get some rest, and to live in your body in a space of quietude as much as you can in your busy life so that you can reap those benefits regularly. I also just opened registration for my Costa Rica 2026 retreat, which is happening next February 7th to 15th or 14th in Nosara, Costa Rica. If you're interested in that, you can check that out at bouldernutrition.com under the retreats tab and let me know if you have any questions. It has been such an honor being here today. I have absolutely loved sharing Harriet Jackson with you and being with you, and I can't wait to be here again next month. Thank you for being here for Boulder Nutrition Radio, and I will see you soon. Take good care.